All right.
Hey. Are we live?
We're live. Welcome to the music podcast.
Yay! Ha! Ah, after 12 years. After 13 years of trying.
Guys, not been easy this period. Not been easy at all.
I swear,
it's
man.
It's been a struggle. Yes, an actual split episode.
Oh man, like, it has. My moonshine, how are you doing now, Jerry?
How's your lockdown going?
Man, like lockdown.
Why are you locking this shit down, though? Why are you locking it down?
I'm locking it down in Kaduna. Like, I had to run away from Abuja when I heard that there were 5 cases, and I just said, nah, ain't nobody got time for this, man. So I ran. I ran back to Kaduna and stayed here. So that's family house.
I don't get. Is it? How many cases do they have in Kaduna, Abeg?
I think it's now 20, but it's way less than Abuja.
Ugh, man, it's mad though. And then now they're not even trying to like ease off on the lockdown like here in Abuja. I'm like,
ha ha ha! I laugh in Kano.
This has. Like, bro, this is the beginning of doom, man. This is the beginning of doom. I don't get.
Misha, I'm just like, you know, trying to make money because, you know, like, yeah lockdown is good, money, but, you know, lockdown is better when you have money.
Honestly, I can't even lie. Lockdown is even more better when you have, like, you know, like, you're probably having it with, like, probably your partner. Some people are doing this lockdown alone, man.
I swear, man, like, the congee levels are high. I'm not even joking. The congee levels are high. Like, hey, good.
Well,
so, in Kaduna, yeah.
Yeah.
They give us 2 days of the week off. Like, okay, go withdraw money, get food stuff and all that.
So they give us
two days to do that, and the rest days you have to be in your house. So I was going jogging. I think that was on Wednesday, and then as I left my house, a girl was like, you always leave your house to go and jog, that's it. And I said, yeah, like, I don't have a babe, so where am I going to? Just to jog and come back to my house. And then she was like, yeah, I'm leaving my house now. And that was like 5 a.m. She was like, I was like, leaving my house now. Like, what are you leaving your house at 5 a.m. for? She not say for pennies. And I'm like, pennies.
She said for pennies.
She said for pennies. Like, she didn't even hide it. Like, 5 a.m. in the morning. Like,
oh, moment.
She was trekking to her boyfriend's house to collect pennies. Like, it's because there's no machine, there's no bus, there's nothing at, like, at 5 a.m., there's nothing. It's pennies. Wow. So it's really something, real, man.
The struggle is real, though. Even for me that I'm talking, the struggle is real.
Hard guy.
As in... Well, guys, my guest today is Emmanuel Polks, and he has a lot to say, and he's just, like, you know, full of life. Guys, I think you should, like, introduce yourself, because I don't want to now go and say the wrong thing now. What you are.
Hey, God. Okay, so my name is Emmanuel. I am a digital marketer by day, and by night I am a... how do I put this now? I advertise a lot for people freelance. Like, I do a lot of video ads for people freelance. Mm. So, mix that up with a little bit of researching, writing, content management. You know, boring stuff, basically. But when I'm not doing all this boring stuff, I'm laughing. And I enjoy making people laugh.
He laughs a lot, guys. He laughs a lot.
I laugh a lot.
Yeah, he laughs a lot. Actually, the first time I met you, it was because of your vibes that I actually started, like, got to talk to you and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. I remember that
your
day.
Vibes,
I remember that day, and I think I was high, because
Yeah, you were.
I remember very little of everything that happened that day, but I knew that everybody had a good time though, so
Yeah, actually, it was late, actually. It was
yeah,
very, very late.
It was. Everybody had a good time, so I was happy.
Anyway, guys, today we're going to talk about relationships and lockdown, basically, like, because I've gotten like a lot of talk about how like some people are actually going through breakups this period, especially those that are like not together.
Oh,
like,
shit.
It's crazy. It's
Corona,
actually crazy.
Corona be ending relationships, man.
Yeah, this lockdown is really telling on a lot of people with their like relationship life, even those that are even living together. Like, it's just as if now they're not like in that point of see finish when they have seen their self finish. Like, what again can you offer to me? I've been with you in this house for 4 weeks now.
When the way she butters her bread is making you angry, like, I get
I
it, like. Everything is just making you angry at this point. Like, can you imagine?
Is driving me crazy.
You get, or like, the way you are squeezing toothpaste. Like,
Emmanuel, you do that.
I know.
You're the type to look into that kind of thing. For you,
I know.
I've been the guy that mentions how I press my toothpaste.
Like what? Like, there's a finesse to pressing
toothpaste. What's your point? Is it press it from the up or press it from the down?
Press it from the down. How you press it from the up? Like, you press it up. Won't it not go down? I don't understand. Isn't it the... good?
I don't know how you guys do that. I don't even mind. I just press my toothpaste, whether it's from the middle, from the top, from the...
No. Please, let's not get to this. Like, we're talking about relationships here. We're not talking about toothpaste. Let's not get carried away. Let's not get carried away.
So,
because
like, what,
I'm going to talk about this toothpaste.
I know you. I trust you.
Okay.
But
okay,
what's your
okay.
take, though? Like,
but
you think that there's like this period, this lockdown, is it supposed to like strengthen the relationships, or is it only normal that it's leading to like a downfall of the relationship? Like, what's your take on this? Is it supposed to strengthen or not?
Well, I think first and foremost, yeah, you obviously found something in this person and you said you wanted to be in a relationship with them. So whatever it is, I think you guys should sort it out and be adults. Like, I don't know, Sha, like, relationship is giving 100% both ways. So if she's giving 100% and he's giving 100%, then they should be able to find common grounds. I was talking to somebody today and they said that if you love someone, you will stop hurting them. So if you know that, this thing hurts this guy or this thing hurts this babe, you would just stop doing it. And then like, some other people are not really, really into the whole relationship thing. They just wanted a buddy for the lockdown. That group of people that is just the one that's, you know, I have no words for.
Yeah,
because
it's telling on them. I have a guy that called me from Lagos.
It was sure.
He one of his G's just like invited the babe over. Like, she came from school to see him. You know that normal stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
Normal chills, maybe weekend, they go back.
Mm-hmm.
So the babe don't day now. Now she don't day. She don't day now. Like, she day now. Like, because no interstate movement, nothing. So like, it's just him now. He's not feeling like this babe wants to now become an opportunist to.
Yeah,
like,
she wants to use the opportunity to be eating 3 square meals. I get you, Sha. I get you. Yeah, continue.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just feel like, man, I don't know. First of all, why would you invite someone that you know that, you know, you don't have any
intention
whatsoever, and then you've invited her over, and then this thing has now happened now. How are you supposed to, like, navigate your way through it?
But then again, that's why you should listen to news. Because if you listen to news, you will know when to tell the girl to come and be great. It's because they did not listen to news. When they say listen to, like, that's something I know that our generation doesn't do. Like, we don't listen to news. We just wait for our guys to be talking about the gist. before you now hear about it.
I don't listen to news either.
No, no, you don't have to listen to news. Just be online on Twitter or something. Like, but what I'm trying to even say is that some people do not hear news until other people are talking about it. Like, the only way they will hear that they are killing people is if other people are talking about it. That is the only way they will hear about it, you get. And that's not, like, the best. But anyway, back to what we're saying, like, the whole relationships and, you know, how you have unexpected lockdown buddies. I feel like, yeah, you know, you guys were also friends before. Like, you wouldn't have invited an enemy to your house. Is a friend that you invite to your house. So there's apart from the fact that there's the you can't go home until all this is sorted vibe. Yeah. There's also the friendship vibe. So as friends, you know, keep each other entertained. But then there are some people that are acquaintances that guys will just invite to their house. But like, for those people, I feel sorry for them because they are bored. They are bored. The girl is just like an acquaintance. Maybe they don't have a lot in common. And maybe he has even tried safe to even try and vibe with her, and then she's just giving negative vibes, and you know, you're just like frustrated. Like, there are some people you are with, yeah. It's better you're not with anybody.
Yes. Honestly.
So I really feel for those guys, man.
I feel like if you're boring, you're boring.
You're boring. Bam.
Yeah, you're boring, you're boring. Because like, even if a girl you know expects come your place,
yeah,
and like for unexpected thing happens, you should be able to navigate your way through it. Like,
true,
it's not true. Your friends before, so why are you even going for someone that you cannot even be on the same level with, like,
at
even
if all you're like no.
Supposed to be friends. Like, I think the problem with all of us is that we don't even know the people we go for. We just want and just go.
Exactly. That's especially Abuja boys.
Yes, you're not serious. If you have standards, like, if you have standards, you will not just even want to even be friends with anybody. You'll be friends with someone that you can vibe with mentally, spiritually, intellectually, like, every way. Like, that's what matters, man. Whether you are going to end up in a relationship or not. Like,
or not. Just be able to vibe.
If you're now with a friend that you're not obviously not dating, but you guys are in this sudden lockdown together and you guys are not able to vibe, like, you're bored or you're just irritated at everything he or she is doing, which is only normal, but like, why are you so edgy though?
but for those people, I just have nothing but sympathy for them, because they can't like leave the situation. There's no like, those are the people that will be waiting for May 4th with so much expectation. Like, if Buhari just comes out again and then announces that yes, that let them add an extra week, those people can die. So I really feel for them, but you know,
too bad for them though.
It's their loss, Sha. It's their loss. Yeah. They brought it upon themselves. It's honestly very simple.
They did. But what about those now that are in actual relationships that are now in this lockdown together? Not about those that are apart, people that are actually like
together
themselves together in this thing now. But they're in relationships, so obviously someone like me now, I love my space. Guys, sometimes I get very, very choked up when people are around me too much. Even like being in home, like being in this house, sometimes I feel very choked up. Like, everybody just wants to be in your space, like bees in your ear, like I swear. So like, sometimes I just stay inside my room because I like the space. I actually love my space a lot. So whether or not I'm in a relationship, sometimes I actually need my space away from you. You might be in the
public.
Room or something, you get, but it's not a hard something, or it's not like anything. I just feel like you should be able to understand that. So like, imagine if I was now in this lockdown with you, bro, and we're probably dating. Like, what kind of advice would you give people that are actually like together now and are probably my kind of people that like love to have their spaces and stuff like that?
Well, like I said, relationships are 100-100. So if you guys keep it 100 with each other, then I don't think there will be problems where you are using cutlass to push each other around the house. But like, If for example, yeah, you are in a relationship with this person, yeah, and the person is actually getting on your nerve, yeah. You guys, I don't know, Sha, but like in all the relationships I've been in, which have not been successful, that's why I'm single. But then again,
Crazy stuff.
this thing, like relationships, yeah, like I believe that where there's problem is when one person is not giving 100%. Like if it's shaky, there's one leg in and one leg out, then that's when there's always a problem. That's the most of the roots, like that one of the main roots of problems in relationships. So like if the two of you are giving 100, yeah, it will not make sense for you guys to be fighting over trivial issues like space. Because I mean, like I don't own you, you don't own me yet. So if you want to have your space, even if you are married, Seth, like if you want to have your space, you should be able to say, okay, honey, for the next 2 hours, I just want to think. I'm having some issues because even me, Seth, we get one time this period where I just had to just lock everybody outside, lock everybody outside and Wiki. That's how I had to
This
lock everybody
girl.
outside. So because like you are an adult, you will need time to think, to like just have yourself time, like only you. So if that is the case, that you now have to, as long as you're not taking the whole day to be by yourself, no, I mean, because yeah, in the
What?
night I will disturb you.
Oh, shit. God.
I will disturb you. I will disturb you greatly. And then like if it passes like 3 hours, like I'm pretty sure I'm going to be going around the house, yeah, simulating a call that I'm not having. I'll just be shouting and laughing and just looking like I'm having fun, just so that you get jealous and come out and know that okay, even without you, I can have fun. That kind of thing.
That's crazy. That's so petty, Paul.
Yes, I'm petty like that. I'm
So
petty
sorry.
like I'm petty like that. Because
But I think that's kind of really sweet though. But I mean, some people now don't know how to communicate these things. Now that's the problem again. People that are
Yeah,
in lockdown
communication.
together,
Yeah.
how to communicate these things. Like,
But
okay, oh
shouldn't
babe,
you be able to communicate with who you are in a relationship, though?
guy, you think it's that easy? Why have you been having failed relationships?
Yeah, I could communicate well,
Oh
too
yeah,
well.
okay.
Because I'll just tell you, see, don't stress me.
See, and you think that's the best way of
See,
communicating?
don't stress me. No,
That's it. That's so
I'm not
wrong.
like I just tell you, don't stress me, man. Because see, I think it's only one person I'll be able to break up with. The rest is them that had the problem. They had the issues with me.
Yeah, right. That's what
I'm
everybody did.
serious. They
Everybody's
had
saying
it.
the same shit.
But then again, I've not been in many relationships. I've only been in three relationships my whole life.
Seriously? You
Yep.
don't look like the guy.
One in secondary school, one in university, one out of university. That's how I greet it. That's how I greet it.
Seriously.
So, yeah, I hope
Wow.
none of my exes hear this podcast because, like, I think some people were dating me and I wasn't dating them, and now they're going to be like,
Guys,
"Where
you're
did I
dating
fall
the
in?"
Playboy.
No, it's not playboy thing. Like, you are dating me, I'm not dating you. You asked me
How?
out. You asked me out, yeah, in your head.
Okay, go ahead.
So like it's not as if I was aware of the relationship. I was just vibing and
You see, that's the
didn't make it
communication thing
aware.
I'm talking about. That's the communication thing. Like, whether or not you're friends, and like, you have to be able to communicate. And communication is not just being blunt. Like, before, I used to think that communication is just being blunt and just saying how it is in my mind, like, straight up, like, guy, I need my space, or like, aggressively or arrogantly, like, delivering your message. But I swear to God, that's not really what communication is about. You have to be able to understand the person and how they as in how they react and receive things,
For
so
sure.
that you're able to now know how to dish it to them in the way that they will best understand. Because just like me now, I don't like someone shouting at me. So if you're trying to tell me something I did wrong and you're now shouting at me, I swear to God, half of the time I'm not even hearing anything you're saying because I'm just waiting for you to finish so I can shout back and tell you, why the fuck are you shouting at me? I swear to God. So like, it's like you have to be able to know how to communicate with me so I can know how to communicate to you as well. So if you don't know how to communicate with me, you're shouting at me. Honestly speaking, you're not communicating, you're not saying anything because I'm just hearing blah, 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 blah. And I'm just waiting to ask you, why are you shouting at me? So like, I feel like if you're in a relationship and you're both in this lockdown together, like...
Learn how to communicate, please. It's going to be a very good time to learn how to communicate.
You have to learn how to communicate though, because
don't spend time on your phone all day.
Yeah,
and then it's only when Konji catch you that you now start saying sweet words.
Your head is so dear. So, because honestly, some people go press phone from morning to night. Like I've seen a babe that she can press Instagram from morning tonight, like her phone never goes off. Like during this lockdown, even if I've not even been with a partner or whatever, but sometimes I give myself, I can decide to switch my phone off, like from morning to like probably 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
But you can do that because you don't have anybody you are owing.
No, but even if I'm with a guy, I can.
No, yeah, you don't have anybody you are owing, like owing money.
Guy, whether I'm owing or I'm not
owing. because of that, people will no fee switch off their phone now. Too. Like,
no reason, I have debt. But like, that your peace of mind is just very important. You don't get it's just very important. Whether you're owing somebody or not owing the person the way they owe, the person don't need peace of mind to. The person wants to be thinking about
it. You need peace of mind. Hey, God. The experience that taught me this thing, like, taught me about being in debt. I remember the guy was like, "It's not be say, I know want make you rest, though, but I know feel rest, so you too, you know feel rest." I just say, "Ah, God."
Guy, you go in debt like this, you know, go feel anything. You
just but like... I see where you're coming from, Sha, in the relationship part, like being able to communicate effectively. Like it's a conscious effort. Like just because very you could communicate, just because you could communicate with your ex girlfriend or your ex boyfriend, doesn't that mean that you can communicate with whoever you're in a relationship with right now?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's very essential that you learn that person's love language, that person's communication pattern, so that when time comes, like for me now, if I get angry, if I get angry, I keep quiet. That's why I tell people that say, "Ah, this guy, you're too loud. You're making noise too much." I say, "Ah, I make noise a lot because when I'm quiet, you know that things are not all right." So that you will know. Mm-hmm. So it's not as if I just keep quiet just because I want to. Like, you know, this is my own way of telling you that, okay, right now I need to be alone. It's not like just free me for now. So for somebody like me that gets angry and just keeps quiet, and then like this is the one thing that I'm always having problems with. Anytime I'm in a relationship and I keep quiet when I'm angry, they will now start hitting me and start saying, "Hey, no, say what is in your mind." Hey, I will not be looking at
guys. That's true. I just feel like, why are you quiet? I know that I understand that you have to be quiet, but like, can you at least talk? Like, can you at least see how you feel? Is it?
I feel like.
I have had a guy that's like you that likes to keep quiet when he's angry. I have no problem with it because I feel like, okay, you're trying to process what it is that is going on in your head. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's how I am.
Fine. But then how long do you want to process it? Don't you think that the person that you are with is also processing and is like confused?
Yeah. I used to have that problem, when I was in university, the girl I was dating, I think she suffered. I like every time I get the chance, she's moved on now and I'm happy for her. And anytime I get the chance, I always apologize because I feel like she bore the brunt of a lot of my issues. So I can be angry and stay that way for like a week. And that was because before I entered university, while trying to get into the university, I spent a lot of time on my own. And most of the time I was on my own, I was angry. So I learned how to fester anger in myself for a very long period of time. Like, I can be angry for a month.
That's so bad.
That was like, that's why, like, it was really, really bad. So I entered this relationship with that very toxic trait. And she would do something that gets on my nerves. And instead of me to just call her one side after I've processed what I'm supposed to say and tell her what she did and, you know, make up and kiss or something, I will now keep that thing for like a week. And instead of me talking about it, I'll not be giving her attitude. Yeah. But like what I tried to do when I now entered the relationship I entered after university was that I now said, okay, even if I'm angry, I'm going to try as much as possible to communicate because it's not about me right now. It's about the two of us in the relationship.
It's about
So you just have to communicate eventually. Like, be angry. Nobody's telling you not to be angry. Be angry. But after you are angry, after like an hour or two, I mean, how long do you want to vex? No matter how long you vex, you cannot boil rice. So even if it's 2 hours, even if it's 3 hours, even if you have to sleep and wake up, just make sure that you talk it out and make up.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Because like, if you stay, how long do you want to stay mad? Me now, I don't like
how long. Yeah,
I don't.
And
like
it gives you headache.
Exactly.
Gives you headache. Gives you heartache. Your chest will not be feeling you. Like, that's so much stress, man.
Like before, I used to be very impatient. Like, if you're probably like when I was dating that guy, that was I'm always impatient. Like, so if you're so quiet, I'm like, okay, I can allow you for like 3 minutes. But like, I can't even.
What did you just say? 2 minutes.
Yes, because like I can't let you go like a whole hour,
two what hours, the fuck?
3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours. Like, you're allowing me. I feel like your mind fucking me because like I don't know what is going on in your head. I don't know what's going on with you. I don't know how to reach out to you because you're not even saying anything to me. Do you get like? I don't like to be in the unknowing. Like, I don't know I don't know what's going on. Then you now get surprised, bam. Like, no. Tell me what is going on in your head. No matter how bad it comes out, like, okay, let's just hear it. Like, I'll obviously correct it or we'll talk about it and we'll just trash it out or whatever. But don't just go quiet on me. So imagine people now that will be in this lockdown with this kind of people that have this behavior. God, it will be mad, though.
It will be mad. There's no way there will be conflict, but there's always going to be conflicts as long as two adults are gathered, two or more adults are gathered. Like, there will always be conflict. Like, for example, whenever I'm in Abuja, I either stay with friends or I stay in the hotel. Then, because I only stay for like very, very short while before I come back to Kaduna for now. So there was a time I was staying with my friend and for some reason, I packed up some stuff. I was high as fuck. So I packed up some stuff and everything I packed up was inside a nylon bag. Now I put everything inside a nylon bag and kept it in the kitchen just so that he doesn't see it in the parlor and then think it's rubbish and throw it away. So I packed everything up and put it in the kitchen. The morning after, he didn't throw away any other thing but that nylon bag where I packed things.
Oh, shit.
And that's where my phone charger was. That's where my battery, my power bank was. So I couldn't charge. I couldn't do anything. And he had already thrown it away in the, compound.
Trash? Why didn't he check the nylon?
Like, he didn't throw away any other thing but that nylon bag. So I was so angry because I was looking for it for like the whole day and it was not evening. I was not like, guys, I'm looking for my charger in this house. Nobody has left this house. Nobody has entered this house. So where is my charger? So I was not like, I know, like when you are high, and you now like recover from the highness the next day, You will not be trying, and you're trying to remember where you drop something. It's like the most difficult task in the world. Especially something as tiny as charger. You must start thinking far. You must start thinking far. So I was not like, where did I drop this thing? When I remember, it was already too late. They already, like, the garbage disposal company had already come to pack away the whole thing. But, like, my own argument was that if you wanted to throw everything away, why didn't you throw, like, everything away? Yes. Why did you only throw away that nylon bag?
But he couldn't have known.
Probably. Yeah, there's no way he could not, there's no way he could have known. Like, there's no way. So,
my
like,
own is, why didn't you check it? Why didn't you check the nylon?
It, see, things happen. Things happen. So, when that whole thing happened, yeah, I was mad at him. I was very pissed. But, like, take 2 hours and be angry, yeah, and come back, or 1 hour, whatever, like, and come back and talk. But when you don't allow somebody to, my other brother just caught me talking. Anyway, so when you don't allow that anger to play out, let me just use the phrase play out. When you don't allow that anger to play out here, and the person gets to talk when they are angry, they say things they don't mean. Mm-hmm. For example, there's only one person I've talked to when I was angry. Like, I talked to out of anger. The girl, she has changed church now. She's no longer in my church, sadly. And that was when I knew that, man, normally I get bad mouth. Now mix that bad mouth with anger is never a good thing. So I've lost that friendship. I've lost that potential contact. And she has not changed church because of me. So there's nothing that will, because I said, oh my God, my dear, what I used my mouth to say that day, I didn't know that I was capable of saying such things. So So I just realized that, man, it is sometimes instead of saying things you don't mean, like the harm of saying things you don't mean is more than the harm of just waiting a few minutes or a few hours to actually, like, process everything. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, like, what another thing people do wrongly, yeah, is that when they now have that conversation, yeah, they want to say, okay, I was right and you were wrong. And admit that you were wrong, or admit that you were right.
Exactly.
That is one thing that I know that
See, let me not lie. I'm not even trying to stereotype, but we know how to do that shit a lot.
Ah, like, and it's annoying.
The moment
there
is an argument, Jesus is Lord. I do it, so I'm even I can't even lie. But, like, honestly, it's not supposed to be like that. I mean, if you're both in a relationship, it is always like the two of you against the problem. Not you against him, or him against you. Or
you guys,
like,
shouldn't have to pick sides.
Like, it's the two of you against the problem. Whoever is right or whoever is wrong doesn't really matter. What matters
is
you guys trash it out.
And you guys trash it out and move on because that is very important too. You know that after a week, you now remember what the person did last week. Nah, that's childish and rubbish.
Yeah, that's just fucked up. I swear.
There was a time I was having this argument with somebody, and I was like, just because you don't disagree with someone doesn't mean that the person is a bad person.
Because you don't disagree.
Sorry. Just because you don't agree with somebody doesn't mean that the person is a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there are some things that you just say, okay, for example, now, I hate anime. Yeah. I hate anime. But the girl I used to date, yeah.
How can you hate anime, though?
Please, let's not get this. Oh my God. Hey, God. Anyways, but she loves anime, yeah. So I realized that something has to give. Okay. So before I judge anime, I should just watch one. So I started watching one and I finished it. And then I held my negative comments to myself and only told her the positive things, yeah. because I mean it's give and take. It's give and take. So yeah, when I was done watching it, yeah, and then I told her, I was now telling her stuff that happened in the series. She was like, wait, you watch anime? I was like, yeah. And apparently that was her favorite anime. So like, if we kept going, anime is wrong and anime is right argument, we would not go anywhere in our relationship. So me just saying, okay, something has to give. And guess what? She now hated Game of Thrones. Oh my God.
I love Game of Thrones. See, okay. This thing called
something has to give, compromise, man. It's compromise.
You have to work. Compromise because, like me, I hated. I did not see the big deal in that Game of Thrones. But guy, I watched it because of a guy. Because the guy, I was like, he was a mad fan of. So I was like, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to watch Game of Thrones from the beginning. But bro, I started it and I was going crazy. I was not even the one singing the theme song. What I mean. Like,
yeah, that's how it is.
You just have to give it a shot. Like, even if you don't like something, just try.
Yeah, just try. Because that way the person knows that you are making an effort to actually like what they like. Then if you don't now like it after trying it, then the person now knows that, okay, at least you gave it a tried. Yeah.
Exactly. So, that's part of people that are together in this lockdown. What about those now that are not
in the famous words of the great historian and philosophist Naramali, Joe Soapy. good.
Yeah, a lot is like, okay, I have a friend and okay. Since this lockdown started, she hasn't been with her man.
Wait, is this friend you? You can be honest with me. Is this friend you? Is it's a friend me. You? It's are you a friend?
Me. Books, it's not me now.
No.
My own story is different. Don't worry. This particular story, they've not been together. And then now it's like, there's just a whole lot of fights, just like not calling as always. Because you know what? You know when there was no lockdown bar and everybody's like in their normal life, when your partner is not calling you or texting you or something, it's always like you understand that, oh, maybe he's busy. Like you will not complain so much. Because now you're like, what are you doing?
Where are you going to? House. Like you're at home. Yeah.
You're at home. What exactly are you doing that you're not calling me, you're not reaching out, you're not texting me, you're not, you know, like, so now. he doesn't call regularly, like, then it's like, from nowhere, he's now saying, oh, like, he needs some kind of space. It's like, you're already having, like, are you not already having space?
Which kind of space? Wait, in a long-distance relationship, like, the guy is saying he wants space.
That's why I don't want to mention it, but... Like,
wait. I'm coming. Please, I want to understand something. Please, when I know best. wait. In a long distance relationship, he said he wants space.
I swear, like, I'm like, what does he need space for? That
like,
he is already having space. You people, no, they're not in a long distance, so they are both in Abuja together.
Hey, but you get, they're not seeing each other, so it's long, it's good distance.
Okay, so like, but you're already having all the space you need because
exactly,
obviously, she's not been coming to your place, you've not been seeing each other, you've not been having nights or whatever. So, like,
where is the fight coming from?
She requires of you is just to call her. So, Kilo Shele, killing big deal. Like,
but you know, it's not like hello. Yeah, you know, it like it's kind of. I was talking to I saw one post or somebody's status that is it necessary to talk to your partner every day? What do you think?
Me now, I'm going to answer from a very biased.
No, just answer now. It's your answer.
I want to give it to you real. Honestly, I don't think it's necessary to talk to your partner. As far as people still share talk at the end of the day, and the talk 1 hour talk, because like I can stay and not talk to you for a whole day,
and
I just suppose that we should actually talk at the end of the day for a long time, like probably like WhatsApp call for like 1 hour and like just keep going on and on. Yeah, but then again, because I'm clingy, my clingy side now will tell me, oh, why hasn't this nigga checked on me? Like, it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Why hasn't he checked on me? Or, like, it's 2 o'clock. Why hasn't he hit me up here? Like, you know, like, that's the girl side of me. Yeah. But, honestly, I don't see it as a big deal. Like, if someone doesn't text you,
Maybe this is why I've had failed relationships.
Okay, you think it's a big deal?
No, I feel like I cannot do it. Like, I can't talk to somebody every day. Like, I'm more...
So when you say every day, do you mean, like, every day or, like, all through the day?
And then No. Like, even if I'm talking to them once a day, every day. Here's why. I'm a very... I get bored easily.
I feel so... Me too.
I get bored easily. So once it becomes a routine, I will just get bored. And then we now start having conversations like, what did you eat?
Oh, my God. I have a serious problem with this generation. I feel like we have a lot of a shitload of problem for us. Like, okay, hold on. So,
okay.
Yeah, we get bored. I get bored easily. And, yeah, that's not really a good thing if you get bored. But I feel like because you get bored easily, that's best. That's why you're able to entertain yourself now, right? That's where you find peace and happiness from within. I mean, everyone cannot make you happy all the time. So you have to be able to make yourself happy because you get bored easily, right? So because it's not supposed to be a routine, it's just what it is. Like you're with someone. So imagine if you end up marrying the person.
If I end up marrying the person, okay.
Will it be different?
Here's where I'm different, Like, I feel like I can't connect with people over the phone. And that's why anytime it becomes a long-distance relationship, it can't work. It can't survive with me because I feel like I need to be seeing this person to be able to build intimacy with them. Not that I need to be seeing them every day, like, okay, come to my house every day. No.
But you need to be able to see them when you want to see them.
Exactly. So if I'm in a long distance relationship now, maybe I date UK, you know, because that's my...
Oh, you UK boy, innit?
You know what I'm talking about. So, let's assume I'm in the UK and she's in Canada. I can't have that kind of relationship. In fact, once I know that it's leading there, I'll probably just break up because I know myself. It's not as if I'll get carried away with women going up and down. I was loyal to one girl for 4 years. So, like, I think where I have a problem is that I need to call it renew my subscription. I don't know what else to call it, so I'll just call it that.
I feel like your problem.
So I need to see the person at least once or twice, and then if I'm going to go a week, if I'm married, I'll be seeing my wife.
So you won't be calling your wife to check up on her during the day. That's what you're saying.
Can't we chat? I hate calls too. I hate calls.
Why?
Like, I feel like when somebody calls me, I can't do any of that thing again. I can't multitask. But if I'm chatting with you,
no problem.
The message will come in, I can be doing whatever I'm doing. I can check Instagram, maybe, and me being a digital marketer, if they do anything, like, and I come back to the message and say, oh, man, continue from the conversation, then leave again. You too, whenever you're free, go to the conversation. Like, life is easy.
This
Why would you
me.
Want to complicate
this
it?
This is me officially letting you know that we can't even date. Like, me and you, we can't date. We can't date because, like, I hate chats. I hate texting. I hate texting. I know, like, I hate texting, but, like, sometimes I'm in the mood to text, sometimes I'm not in the mood to text. And like,
you
probably have an issue with me now because like, I'll probably be answering you like I'm angry, but I'm not even angry. Like, I've heard people tell me a lot, like when I'm texting them, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. And I'm probably like answering you, yeah, I'm okay. And you're thinking,
yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah, like, yeah, I'm okay. But like, if you call me on the phone, I'm really okay. And you would hear from the sound of my voice, I'm okay. But I'm just really tired of texting. I really get numb fingers. I get tired of texting. And I hate when I'm fight texting, like if we're in a relationship and I'm fighting and I'm texting, it's really stressful because that way you're like, there's misplaced tones. Like you don't even know where what he said is coming from or where what I said
is coming from.
It's coming from because I'm just texting you and you're just texting me back. And like we're both just angry and texting each other. Like, why don't you just call me?
I had this girl in Lagos. Voice message. True. I had this girl I was getting close to in Lagos. And she was an amazing person. I was getting close to this girl, and God, her voice. See, anyway, maybe she might hear this podcast now.
May I hear that's a story for another day.
So like I had like we're getting really close, and you know, we had an issue, and the issue was communication. Like, I'm the kind of person that you. Even my friends know, you don't have to talk to me every day. I will not talk to you every day. But that day, I will talk to you, Jesus. The thing that happened for 1 week, you will know. Like, it's so bad that when I travel, sometimes I forget to call and say, like, if I travel, I will, like, wherever I left, let's assume I left Abuja, the people I was staying in Abuja, I forget to call them that, I don't reach you. And even as a cardinal, I forget to call family that, I don't reach you. I really, like, I feel like the time I will spend calling, I can just send a message and continue my life.
So I have a question for you now. Do you think, in your mind of mind, that worked if you were actually in a relationship and you guys were dealing with this lockdown, like, on long distance? Do you think your ways and methods, like, all you've listed out, would actually work?
If I was in a long distance relationship, if I was in a relationship and I wasn't with my partner during the lockdown,
I think you'd be like, among those that would be in the breakup stage right now.
I feel like
that's what's going to be happening to you.
There will always be compromise.
No,
I feel like there will always be compromise because I feel like it depends on the girl. It depends on the girl. I can actually compromise. It actually depends on the girl.
Yeah.
It actually depends on the girl. There are some girls that see, if you know me, and you know how I hate anime, you will never, like, when I tell people that I watch anime, they will, like, I watch an anime, they will first say, wait, hold up, what happened?
So you're saying that you can actually, like, be calling and checking up just because of the girl? Like,
just because of her. Like, it's not, it's like, just to...
But, like, that brings me to my point.
That's her thing. Yeah.
That brings me to my point, exactly. My point is, this is not a do or die. It is just a natural responsibility that comes to you naturally. You don't have to force it. Like, you're not forcing you to call somebody. If you care about someone genuinely, you would want to check up on the person, know how the person's day is going or how the person is. If someone is texting you and their tone of text is not settling well with you, because you genuinely care about the person, you're supposed to actually call and know, like, hey, what's up? Are you okay? That is just what it is. It's not what they force. They're not the first person to do all those kind of things. You feel me?
But like, I just don't think, like, if it's not something I can do for family, like, it's not as if because I can't do it for family now, I can't do it for the person I love. No, that's not it. I'm saying that, like, there are some people that are just not calling people. And fortunately, I'm in that bracket where I'm with those kind of people that you don't have to call them every day. Like, the small relationship I'm having now, it's not as if, like, I have to call them every day, but it's probably because we're not dating, Sha. But anyways.
because when you're in a relationship, it's something that
I really struggle with. Like, when you call somebody, That's it all. Until that call finishes, you cannot do anything.
But and guy, what if you are doing something though?
Like I'm a multitasking guy.
I don't even like when you call me and your attention is like if we're talking like this, I know when your attention has divided. Like I would even ask you, what are you doing? Are you doing something? As attention, like, oh, I'm watching TV. I'm like, okay, now let's talk when you're done. Like, come on, I can always allow you to do your multitasking shit. But if you're trying
to get my father calls my mom every day, and I'm like, man, nigga.
Yeah, if you're trying to get me off the phone because you want to go on Instagram or some shit like that, yeah. Like, nigga, I would fucking fuck with you because what the fuck is that? Like, seriously.
Oh my god,
crazy shit. Like,
I know this shit. This shit when you're making call, yeah. When you're on the call with somebody, yeah. Sometimes it's not on 4G, so the messages and these things that you want to see might not be loading fast. And you're just like, oh my god, I have to wait for this call to end.
But that's so rude.
But like, there are some people, I won't even lie. There are some people that I have liked in my life, yeah. I didn't call them every day. Like, I didn't call them every day.
But that's what I said now. Like,
no, the relationship. Yeah, I know. I didn't call them every day. But, like, the communication that we had was just something else. Maybe because I always used to see them. And then, like, once I see them, it just takes away all the time that we couldn't talk. Maybe. But
yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Because, like, the part where you said, honestly, me too, I can't do long distance. I can't do long distance. I am so... Because, like, one of my love languages...
I must see you. One of my love languages... I must be physical, seeing you well.
Physical presence. That's my love
Yes, language. I touch you. Like, I respond to touch very... Let's not go there, but I respond to touch. God.
I feel you because I'm in that category as well. So like I can't go long distance, but unless we've been dating already, and then you're in UK and I'm in Canada, come on, I can always take a flight to come see you, babe. I can always do that shit. Like I can even do
something. Oh, your love is sweet though. your love is sweet.
Very sweet though. I mean,
your love is sweet. You say Guinea? Yeah, what?
I love that girl.
Hey, good.
Seriously, but me, I cannot. That and that is where calling comes in. Because then, I mean, if you're in UK and I'm in Canada, we'll obviously be calling each other. Because like, you cannot always dwell on text. Some days I might not be in the mood to text. Some days I might be my mood might be off and might even come off my text. And obviously, because you're sensitive enough to how I feel, you're supposed to know the mood is off. Because it's just like if you're texting me. And you're not responding quickly, or you're just like, it's either you tell me on time that oh okay I'm having a mood swing, and then I know that I just need to give you a break with the whole texting today, and just like you know give you some space to feel better, and then I'll probably call, like during the day like to know if you're better and try to make you better. Like that is the importance of calling.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know what? The next relationship I'm in, I will be calling.
That's your business.
maybe that will save me. But I feel like the next relationship I'm entering is
like you have to make each other feel very special because you're both special people already in the eyes of God. Like no, because we're all special in the eyes of God. And then like you guys are dating each other now, so like extra special, like extra spice. So like. Yes,
and everything nice,
you know. So, like, you guys are supposed to like make each other feel good. So, like, whatever makes him feel good,
you stress this feel good.
It's very important to make yourself feel good. Very good.
Mona. Hey, good Jesus. See, we used to do family all time in my house. I will put you in prayers.
Honestly,
I'll put you in prayers because
I need it because this lockdown hasn't been nice on me. I have been a bitch.
You have been feeling okay. You have not been feeling good.
I've been feeling just okay. I'm not yet good. Guys, if you're like you know, you're not with your partner this period, I understand.
It is hard.
The tension is so high.
I can't relate, but you know, I know it's hard.
I can relate, so like I know the tension. But like, guys, seriously, just calm the fuck down. I mean, all of you asking for space, you're already in all the space you need. Like, eat it up.
Trusha. That one shocked me, Sha. Yeah, I can't, even me said, I can't do that.
Yeah, you're in your space already. Like, this is even the time, honestly, I feel like, okay, your partner this period, this is the time to, you know, like, be in some kind of retrospect, like, reflect on yourself, reflect on your relationships. Like, you know, work on what it is you need to work on yourself to make yourself better for the person you're dating. Like, I mean, this is the time to, you know, question yourself and question your relationship and question the person. Like, I feel like this is the time for some kind of mental bonding for the both of you. True. So, I don't know, like, there's no reason for much fights. Like, girls, if he's not calling you the way he calls you normally, it's you, pill, man. Like, just calm the fuck down. Call him at the end of the day. Call him by time. This is 12 a.m. You guys can talk this time. This is the best time to talk. And talk till when people can even fall asleep.
True. I just remember something.
What's that?
What? Remember when we used to do 12:30 midnight call?
I swear. You
know, and I used to do that shit every day.
Exactly. Oh.
I see now. So I've been getting it wrong since.
Because I've been falling asleep on my phone calls a lot because, like, I can talk for like 1 hour. Yeah. I won't forget that I'm even talking on WhatsApp call because, like, they even now made WhatsApp call easy for everybody. So, like, Omo, it's not that hard, though. I mean, life is not so hard. Like, if he's not calling you every day, he's not.
Please call him.
Call him. I mean, Jesus Christ. There's no big deal in it now. And the thing is that we're always feeling so entitled. Like, even in relationships, we feel entitled. Like, why hasn't he called me? Why hasn't she called me? Like, if she's not calling you, call her. Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, honestly, if you're not together and you guys are just fighting, there's no point. I was talking to one of my G's, like, some days ago, and he was telling me how he was trying to, like, figure out, and his one is even worse because his babe was supposed to come to Abuja and see him.
Hey,
and the time that his babe was supposed to come was when they now initiated.
Hey,
so, like,
very good.
His babe is in Lagos and he's in Abuja, so, like, he was like, okay, he's trying organize how, like, you know, like, they can make this lockdown kind of worth it for themselves. I'm like, oh, so how you planning on doing that?
And he was like, on Zoom.
He was like, he's going to have, like, dinner dates. I was like, dinner dates.
Yeah, like, yeah. I actually saw it online. It was actually very romantic.
Yeah, like, he could do, like, a video call dinner date.
Yeah, and video, like, call dinner date.
That's so sweet. Like,
I saw it online. It was actually quite romantic.
How the fuck did I not think about that? You know, like, but, you know, it's all good.
No, how will you think about that? How will you think about that? When you are thinking about feeling good.
Oh!
How will you think about that?
I've not even thought about anything that will help me because, like, currently I'm kind of funny break. But that's a story for another day. So
that's a story for another day. But yeah, I beg, no, can they do all those podcasts where it could look like, say, you won't cry for the podcast. I feel trek from Kaduna, come Abuja, come
back. I'm just like, you know, trying to put my emotions out there so you can relate with me, you can feel me. You feel me? Like, but fuck that. Fuck that for real. anyway, then he also said that he was going to, like, be sending her, like, in the morning. Yeah. He was going to be sending her, like, sweet text messages, like, saying, see the child. I'm like, oh, jeez, man.
This guy's romantic, oh.
Jeez, as in, God.
This guy's romantic. Yeah, like, I swear, like, I don't, very good. I need to learn. I need to go back.
You need to step up your game, bro.
No, like, I need to stop being boxed.
Yeah, you need to start being open.
I need to stop being smoked. Because smoked is not helping me.
I think that name is really affecting you now.
It's affecting me. It's affecting me because now, oh Jesus. Like, I always have a dilemma. Yeah. There are two sets of people. Yeah. Those that want smokes and those that want smokes to change. So now, there are those that want smokes. But I'm tired of being books. Then the people that want me to change want me to not be books, but only to be, like, only be books to them.
That's beautiful.
You get. So, like, why can't I just do away with this personality?
Well, I feel like you should just why? be yourself. Like, your name should not really be attached to whatever
it's alter ego shit, man.
Mm-hmm. No, that's why I said just be yourself. Like, fuck that. Just actually be yourself. And if yourself is yourself, like, you will not have a problem with your alter ego because you already know who you are. So just be yourself. Mm-hmm.
I'm walking in power. I'm walking in
your home. Oh, Jesus God. Anywho, we're getting to the end of this podcast because...
Yeah, we are.
So, like...
Jesus, 1 hour.
Hasn't it? You guys have heard everything we have had to spill out for you guys. So, you guys should, like, take a chill pill. Whether or not those we invite, babe, come, everything. Just be like, see...
Just take a chill pill, man.
Nothing come out now.
Just take a chill pill, man. Those
that are in the relationship now and are together in this lockdown, you guys really have to also take a chill pill. Like,
make it work.
Yeah, this is the time to actually make it work, actually.
It's not just to be feeling good.
And be fight. Jesus Christ.
Not just
I'll kill you. It's just to be feeling good and be fighting every time.
It's not. Right.
Like, yeah, you know what I mean. So then, those that are not together, you also have to be able to make it work. I mean,
communication is key, man. Communication is key. Yeah. In both scenarios.
You have heard him.
Yeah, so, coming from somebody who has had multiple failures.
Yes.
In relationships. please. Relationship. Communication is key, please. Communication is key.
You heard him. Anyway, thank you guys for listening to this all this banter about lockdown. And you know, like, I know, like, if you're single and you're in lockdown, I hope you have your vibrators and shit like that. And if you don't, like,
I'm single, like, I'm in lockdown, I don't have vibrator.
Soapy, that I'm saying. So, like, just do you, man. Just do you.
Yep.
So, thank you so much, Brooks, for coming on this amazing episode.
No, Ala, thank you so much for having me.
To everybody, because this has been fun.
No, Ala.
I want together. Believe me, you.
No, Ala. When I'm in Abuja next time, man, we'll go link up.
When is that?
When I don't have to wear a face mask to go to Abuja.
That's good.
Yeah. Because, like, there's no point coming to Abuja if I'm just going to be going everywhere with face masks. And then everywhere will probably be shut down, too. So.
Anywho, no problem. I'm going to close
the episode.
Emma's song featuring also Amadi playlist.
Yay, playlist.
The Rules album.
Yay.
Yeah.
So Amadi can literally do no wrong in my eye. Like, he can kill a puppy and I'm like, it's the puppy's fault.
Seriously. Thank you so much, folks. Have a good
day. You too, dear. Bye bye. Yeah.